from NPR News. This is All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden. 4 days after he was elected, Pope Benedict XVI today granted his first audience to non-clergy. He chose to meet the media. The new pontiff greeted hundreds of journalists, some accompanied by family members, thanking them for their coverage of the papal transition. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Rome.
Wearing white vestments, Benedict XVI swept onto the stage, welcomed by cheers and loud applause, including from many journalists. In the back rows, cheering students chanted his name in Italian, Benedetto, Benedetto. The event lasted only 15 minutes and didn't have any of the back and forth of U.S.-style press conferences. But Benedict XVI was effusive in his praise for a profession that has often had strained relations with the Vatican.
In my own name, and especially on behalf of Catholics living far from Rome, who were able to participate in these stirring moments for our faith as they were taking place, I thank you for all you have done. The possibilities opened up for us by modern means of social communications are indeed marvelous and extraordinary.
Showing his linguistic skills, the new pope switched effortlessly from English to Italian to French and to his native German. In contrast with his predecessor, the new pope did not take questions from the audience. But Gerard O'Connell, a Catholic author and veteran Vatican watcher, believes that just the fact that Benedict chose to meet the media even before his inauguration is a good omen for the future. And he's struck by the transformation of the man who was John Paul II's strict guardian of theological orthodoxy.
First of all, there's a distinct change in the public image. I think what has changed now is that he seems to be more outgoing. You see these gestures, he seems more relaxed in his job now. Here he seems to be enjoying being Pope, and to me, he seems more energized.
The image of the man who has been elected Pope was very different just last Monday. In his homily before the start of the conclave that would elect him, Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger lashed out at what he called threats to the fundamental truths, ideologies like Marxism, agnosticism, and radical individualism. And he said the world is moving toward a dictatorship of relativism.
It was like the statement of someone from the past. I mean, it was the church contra mundum, the church against the whole world.
Paul Collins is a former priest whose writings have been investigated by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith under Ratzinger's watch. Collins says the election of his former inquisitor leaves him somewhere between cautious optimism and cautious pessimism. He's pleased with the name the Pope has chosen.
I mean, he's chosen his name basically because it means something. It's a style. And the last Benedict, of course, Benedict XV, was a peacemaker. He was a man who made unsuccessful but nevertheless courageous attempts to build bridges during the First World War.
Benedict XVI's first statements as Pope, calling for unity of Christian churches, and his warm message to Rome's chief rabbi are seen as very positive signs of a desire for open and wide-ranging dialogues.
Will the role change the man in his approach?
Catholic author Gerard O'Connell.
I think we could be in for quite a few surprises. There are divisions in the Catholic Church, and he cannot be a man of the factions. His principal task is to unite the church and bring it together.
Tomorrow, hundreds of thousands of people, scores of heads of state, and leaders of other world religions will attend Benedict XVI's inauguration mass in St. Peter's Square. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.